Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's time now for our pre-opening agricultural market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The U.S. Midwest Direct market is called steady to higher today. Terminal hog markets are seen as steady to as much as a dollar higher, with tops from $43.50 to $47. Moderate to heavy snowfall, though, across parts of the Midwest will limit the hog run and may affect today's slaughtering schedules at some plants. Peoria had no test and no bid today. The news out of Peoria says that blowing snow and drifting will keep the run very light and there won't be enough butchers to establish a Peoria market. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, February 12th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,050 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $58 to $69. The weighted average was $64.69, a gain of a nickel from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.36 to $53.49, and the weighted average was $50.44. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,560. The base price range was $57.50 to $68.25. The weighted average was $65.17, a gain of 5 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 to $55, and the weighted average was $50.63.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. Working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with the latest on our Midwestern blizzard conditions is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We do indeed have Midwestern blizzard conditions. Right now, a blizzard warning is in effect for central and east central Illinois and much of the northern half of Indiana and northwestern Ohio. And winter storm warnings are in effect all the way from southeastern Nebraska and north central and northeastern Kansas across much of northern and east central Missouri. It's actually a heavy snow warning for portions of northwestern and north central Missouri. South central into southeastern Iowa under winter storm warnings. Essentially, where there isn't a blizzard warning, there's a winter storm warning over northern and central Illinois, all but far southern Indiana. Southern lower Michigan, almost all of Ohio under a winter storm warning, almost all of Pennsylvania and New York State under either a heavy snow warning or a winter storm warning. Also, areas south of there into Maryland and Virginia and West Virginia are under warnings of one kind or another. And on the southern edge of the heavy snow right now, there's a band of ice that's accumulating and causing power outages, and we want to make sure that we don't neglect that. And that would include the area from over around Nokomis through Shelbyville to Mattoon, Charleston. Ice has been accumulating. We have reports of power outages in Spencer and Owen County, Indiana, from the accumulation of ice in Vigo County, Terre Haute. They've had a little snow, then some freezing rain and sleet, and now it's sleeting in Terre Haute. So that's on the edge. South of there, it's all rain so far, but as colder air pushes southward, that means there's going to be more chances of the precipitation changing over to a wintry mix. But for the areas getting all snow, many cases there will end up being about a foot of snow that will be wind driven. The winds have already gusted to 50 miles per hour in Springfield. I just got a report from our one meteorologist that works for WILL, Mike Tenura in Southwest Champaign, saying he just had a gust that probably topped the 50 mile per hour mark. And looking out the window, the snow is really blowing, and that's in town. Rural areas, of course, are just going to be shut down, I think, through tomorrow. As the snow is going to continue today, it's going to be heavy at times, and it will continue this evening. And then it will taper off to flurries in most areas after that. but we will still have the wind. The wind is going to be strong out of the northeast today, out of the north tonight, and out of the north to northwest tomorrow. And tomorrow's problem will be mainly just the wind blowing around all the snow that falls. So it's probably not going to be until Thursday that we start to see rural areas starting to see a little improvement, but the way the maps look right now, I don't even see the winds coming to standstill even Thursday and Friday. They'll just be a little lighter than what we're expecting here over the next 36 to 48 hours. So the wind is going to be the major problem. There is a blizzard warning. We normally don't get those, so that does indicate just a little bit how extreme the conditions are. Briefly going down to South America, there's dryness across portions of Argentina and southern Brazil and wet conditions across northern Brazil. There will be a few thunderstorms in the dry areas of Argentina tomorrow with more significant rain expected late this week. So some of the dry areas will get a little bit more moisture, at least in Argentina. And that could also, though, the problem, though, appears that there could be heavy rains extending into the already wet areas of the northern Brazilian belt. So we'll continue to monitor South America once the weather gets a little bit back more to normal around here. That's a look at the growing areas, and I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 482 and a half, up three quarters. Last trade up three quarters. July, 495 unchanged. Last trade up a quarter. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 456 up a quarter. Last trade up one. July, 478 and three quarters unchanged. Last trade up one and a half. December, 497 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. Last trade up one. March corn opened at 404 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade up one and a quarter. May, 415 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up one and three quarters. July, 423, down a quarter. Last trade up one and a half. D's, 408 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up one and a quarter. March 2008, 404 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade up a quarter. May, 407 and a quarter, down three quarters. Last trade down three quarters. March beans opened at 744 and a quarter, down one. Last trade up three quarters. May, 760 and a quarter, down one and a half. Last trade up three quarters. July, 773 and three quarters, down three quarters. Last trade up one. November, 797, down three quarters. Last trade up one and a quarter. March soybean meal opened at 218.30, down 60. Last trade up 10. March soybean oil opened at 29.90, up one. Last trade up eight. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
A very quiet inside kind of day in the corn pit yesterday. You look for more of the same today?
Looks like more of the same. Yesterday we had the outside markets down. That helped pull it down a little. Today we've got the outside markets up, plus the winter weather. That might pull it up a little. And they said in the overnight, that's part of what that was just trying to make up a little bit for yesterday's down move. So continued consolidation, slow, not very much happening.
No real reason for the markets to close on a settlement basis over 410?
No, not at all.
What about over in the soybeans?
Soybeans, about the same thing. They were up three-quarters to a penny overnight after being down yesterday. And again, today, yesterday, part of the reason they were down was the crude oil was down over $2 a barrel. Today, crude oil is back up 30 to 40 cents. That should help support the bean complex. And we're looking for, you know, mixed there, but it wouldn't be surprised to be up a penny today. But the early call is mixed, up one to down one.
And the wheat continuing its downtrend?
On wheat, we're looking at a little higher. The weather forecast supposedly is maybe with the snow helping because of moisture. But again, looking at today's calls, up a penny or two. But again, straight to consolidation, maybe just following the corn up a little.
Anything that that you might think that will come of tomorrow's release by U.S. Chief Economist Keith Collins after the closing bell? Do you think that there might be any surprises in that report, the 10-year baseline?
I don't know how you project out 10 years, but again, there are part of the industry waiting for that, and there are people saying that we could see a little bit of buying late in the day due to that, thinking that that might be bullish for prices.
Turn your attention quickly then over to the Merck, please.
Over at the Merck, we're looking at unchanged to higher in both cattle and hogs, the winter weather, plus the good prices that we got yesterday on the hogs.
Thank you much, Pete. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dave, and watch out for that snowstorm, snowdrift going home. The weatherman here said 70% chance of snow today.
You may have to break out that cot and stay at the office, Pete.
There you go.
I'm not sure.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.